Washington. Hamas-led terrorists released three male Israeli hostages today. It's the latest release in exchange for hundreds more Palestinian prisoners now that Israel has to let go as part of their ceasefire deal. Many say it is simply too lopsided to be fair, but the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is doing his very best to win as many lives back as possible. Donald Trump's tough immigration policies have contributed to a significant decline in illegal border crossings.
During the first 18 days of President Trump's second term, federal agents arrested nearly 11,000 illegal immigrants. That surpassed the total number of apprehensions under former President Joe Biden. Additionally, the Trump administration successfully pressured Mexico to deploy 10,000 soldiers to the U.S.-Mexican border. That was following a threat to impose a 25% tariff.
That is Ken Lorman reporting. Former Senator Jim Talent says it should come as no surprise. Some controversy surrounds Bridge Colby, President Trump's nominee to serve as Undersecretary of Defense.
This is President Trump's style. He doesn't want everybody who works for him, either in foreign or domestic policy, to be telling them the same thing.
Senator Talent spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Ohio's governor has again extended the state's unofficial death penalty moratorium.
Republican Mike DeWine has postponed three more executions scheduled for this year. The execution dates have been moved to the summer of 2028. The governor cites the state's inability to secure the drugs used in lethal injections due to pharmaceutical suppliers' unwillingness. President Trump has ordered Attorney General Bondi to help states try to resolve the issue, but DeWine says he expects no further executions during his term, which runs through next year. Rich Thomason reporting.
This is SRN News. Bud Light still hasn't recovered from a big blunder.
The popular brand of beer outraged the American public in 2023 when it partnered with a transgender influencer to push the product. The backlash cost Bud Light nearly 30% of its sales and prompted the firing of three top executives. Now a former Anheuser-Busch manager tells Fox News that the brand still hasn't recovered entirely. Anson Frerich says the problem is a lot of customers have quit the beer forever and new customers are slow to adopt it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Michigan State Representative Lori Pahutsky says that she's undergone surgery to remove her reproductive organs out of concern about contraception access. The 36-year-old Democrat says the decision was finalized by President Trump's re-election. Physicians have reported a rise in the number of Democratic women who have been seeking permanent sterilizations after the November election. This is SRN News. The federal agency that enforces workplace anti-discrimination laws now wants to toss out its own lawsuit.
Under the Biden administration, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission had filed a lawsuit against Harmony Hospitality LLC on behalf of a fired hotel employee in Alabama who identifies as non-binary male and gay. Now the agency, under the Trump administration, is moving to toss out its own lawsuit, arguing the case conflicts with President Donald Trump's recent executive order that the federal government would recognize only two sexes, male and female. Donna Warder, Washington.
The last Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll before the weekend showed 54% of likely U.S. voters approving of President Trump's job performance. Only 44% said they disapprove in that same survey. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.